KNBA, where music matters. Brand new rockin' track from the Mother Hips and her new CD, Chorus, It's All Right. Ticket information, you can go to Alyeska's website to find out about tickets for Mother Hips concerts next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday down at Sitzmark. Again, they'll be in the studio here on Morning Line next Friday morning. We heard music from Heather Maloney and Darling Side, Kurt Vile and Courtney Barnett back there, and Parker Millsap, a guy that we're used to his last couple albums, his great little oaky folk rock tunes, and a full-fledged rocker, the first single from his new album, Other Arrangements, Fine Line, was the track that we heard. It is Morning Line for Thursday morning, or as we like to call it, of course, Almost Friday. I hate to be redundant about that, but it's true. It's almost Friday, so there might as well say it again. 8:25. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Chiflick, and we love to keep people in tune with events in our community. We've got a special guest today, but first I want to highlight an event that's happening tonight that kind of struck my funny bone. Chad Carpenter is going to be over.
Chad Carpenter.
Yeah, the author.
The Tundra.
Yeah, so there's this thing happening, the history of Tundra, over there at the Mountain View Library.
Sweet, I didn't know about that.
About 6 o'clock. Wow. And so that's something coming up. It's kind of like a little book talk, talking about how Tundra came to be, as well as how cartoons helped shape the state, I suppose. So, you know, Chad Carpenter's a former Alaska State Trooper, and decided to do something different with his life. So that's it. Worked out pretty
well,
right?
180 degrees, you know. Yeah.
So anyhow, that's coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, and you can find out more information about that at Tundra Vision History Consultants Facebook page. We have a link and an event link on our Facebook page. Well, so. We also have an event coming up the whole month of April, we're going to be talking about the Child Abuse Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So I've got a guest in the studio here. Good morning, Polly. Polly Andrews.
Hello. Good morning. Good to be here.
And you're from South Central Foundation's Family Wellness Warriors Initiative?
Yes.
So what's new? What's this event all about?
So during the whole month of April, activities are going to be going on that bring awareness towards the impacts of child abuse and sexual assault in Alaska. And, you know, we know that in a lot of ways Alaska is leading in some of those numbers. Like, we have high rates of child abuse, high rates of sexual assault among our people here. And so what we want to do is really join in the efforts to bring awareness to that, and to just give a space where people have an opportunity to be a part of it and give voice to the issues and really be a part of reversing those statistics and bringing light to them. So we're going to start off with the commencement, and that is going to happen Monday, this coming Monday, April 2nd. At the Anchorage Native Primary Care Center, and that'll start at 12:30, and we're going to feature community leaders are going to speak at the event. There's going to be some Native dance groups and refreshments, and we're going to conclude with an awareness walk around the ANMC campus. So we want to encourage our community to come to that. Our children, our elders, our people, our providers, organizations, leadership. So come on over and bring your signs with your positive messages. And you can also wear blue or teal to support the cause.
So is there a significance to those particular colors, or as far as like?
Well, it's just to show support towards it's the theme color for child abuse and sexual assault awareness. The color for child abuse prevention is blue, and sexual assault awareness is teal.
It seems like I've seen these ribbons and symbols with those colors here and there, and kind of like wondering, wow, okay, so that makes sense. So this is... We talked about this a little bit last year, and it's every April that it's Child Abuse and Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and it's very important, a very important topic. Is there a message, kind of like a takeaway that would sort of help people understand why we focus on this?
Yeah, sure. Maybe I can begin by sharing kind of what's going on in Alaska now as far as what these issues look like that are impacting our people. So when we're when we're talking about child sexual assault and abuse, Alaska is at almost 6 times the national average. So it's a huge, heartbreaking issue that is impacting all of our people. And 1 in every 6 boys and 1 in every 4 girls will be sexually abused in their lifetime. And one of the stats that we have says that in the past decade, reports of child maltreatment have increased by 107% in Alaska. And that number there, that increase of 100% in Alaska, in a lot of ways, that's a good thing, because what that means is that people are reporting it, people are talking about it, they're bringing awareness to it, and that is part of what can help us to end this, is to have that voice to speak up. And also, when we know something is happening in someone else's life, you know, to be that safe person for them, you know, to be able to share their voice and talk about what's going on. And when we're talking about sexual assault here in Alaska, in the last 25 years, Alaska has ranked within the top 5 states in the nation for forcible rape. And for 18 of those 25 years, we have ranked number 1. And when we're talking about our Alaska Native community, our population, more than 1/3 of Alaska Native and American Indian women will be raped in their lifetime. So what we want to do is be able to, you know, be a part of the effort to, you know, bring awareness to those things and have a voice in those things and show that we really care about it.
You know, one thing I'm curious about, Polly, too, is child abuse and sexual awareness or sexual assault awareness, you know, two separate but certainly related issues coming together that we draw awareness to, you know, once a year, which, you know, hopefully we would think about it like 24/7, 365. But we do, you know, spotlight those problems. But they're two separate issues, even though they're related, child abuse and sexual assault. And, you know, there's no doubt, I would think, that especially in Alaska and some of the statistics we look at and some of the issues that, I mean, is there really a grand systemic sort of connection between two certainly critical social ills?
Well, I think that what you're talking about right now really touches on the generational impact of violence, this cycle of violence that can perpetuate among our families, among our people. And, you know, I think that, you know, for my own story, for example, when I was a child, I experienced, you know, child neglect, and I experienced a lot of unhealthy behaviors within my own life. And, you know, when I grew up, those are the things that I knew. Those are the things that I understood. And those are the things that I also repeated in my own relationships. So so part of it is with our younger generation, how are we going to break that cycle of abuse? And a part of that is recognizing the impact of our past experiences and how they've
how important are telling our stories? How impactful is that towards breaking that cycle?
Well, I think when we share our stories, we understand how our past experiences impact our current behaviors, and that allows us to be in a place to where, okay, I understand, you know, my childhood experiences and how they impacted me. And now I know how to move forward with the tools and the skills towards what change looks like. But that really requires a lot of healthy supports. And one of the things that I wanted to share with everyone was the Beauty for Ashes training that Family Wellness Warriors Initiative has twice a year. And the next training is October 1st through 5. And what that training is about, it's about understanding those past experiences and our current behaviors, and also building the tools and skills towards healthy relationships and what healthy change looks like in our life. And also, we are with this training, we are able to walk away with the tools in place to where if someone comes to us with a difficult story or someone comes to us with a story of abuse, we are able to come around them and to support them in that healthy way. So, yeah, I just want to invite you to apply and just be aware of the training that's the opportunities that are coming up.
And where can we go for more information about how to sign up for these sorts of opportunities?
Well, there's a South Central Foundation .com page, so you can find out more information. And we also have www.fwwi.org if you want to find out about our upcoming education and training opportunities. But come on over to the commencement Monday, April 2nd, 12:30, and we'll also have applications and more information available there.
Well, thanks so much for coming by, Polly Andrews, with Family Wellness Warriors Initiative.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much, Polly, and thank you, Frank Chaitlik. It's 8:36, Tim Easton, Breeders and More on the way.